And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Did you watch The State of Confusion? It was unhinged. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for being here. It's Friday. Did you watch The State of Confusion last night? Of course, me being in the field that I'm in, I had to torture myself through the whole thing. And I recorded some clips, and I'm going to share some of it with you today. And, of course, we're going to have the phone line open for you to call in. So, with that said, we're going to put the phone line up on the screen here and give you an opportunity to call in. And you can tell me, what did you think about Joe Biden yelling all night long? He was screaming. Was he not screaming? There wasn't a single time he was like just being really calm. He seemed extremely angry. Was it just me, or did anyone else see how angry Joe Biden is? And I've always wondered this. How is it when they get everything that they want, why are they still so angry? Why are they still out there trying to attack people? You know why? Because they're not a happy bunch of people. They're very angry. That's why I call them demonic, because they like these demonic ways that's all about them, right? They like it. So anyways, I have really, 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 really awesome news for everybody, okay? And you do see the number right there, 319-527-3453. Go ahead, call in, because, you know, a lot of times people get like, it's like they work up the nerve to call in right when we get to the end of the show. And sometimes I have to leave people hanging because they waited till the very end to call. We are live. It is March 8th, 2024, right now. It is just after 2 p.m. Central. So if you want to give Will Johnson a call and bring your voice to the surface, use your voice, tell us what you think about the state of confusion last night. Okay. But let me share this absolutely wonderful news. I mean, it's just wonderful. This is about the co-chairman, or in this case, the co-chairwoman position in the RNC. Have you heard about this? Now, Rona, she was in the position, and she, every single time a debate came up, what did she do? She took the money that we donated as Republicans into the RNC, and she took the money and gave it right to the liberal media, government state media outlets. Here you go, liberals. Here's some more money from us. Here's some more money. Instead of going to Lindell TV. I would love to see a Lindell TV host the debates. I would love to see that. Mike Lindell, I think it would be pretty awesome. I actually would, because he would ask questions that all of us want to know the answers to. And I think that's part of the reason why you had the government state media just so happy when Rona was bringing them the money and bringing the candidates to them. And Vivek, regardless on how many people dislike him, he actually brought it to surface. He said it out loud during the debate. And I bet you she's going to go to her grave hating Vivek. And people say that he's the troll, but she's going to hate him. Make that make sense. But this is absolutely just happened today, hot off the press. Let's play this. And I see people already calling in. We're going to go to your phone calls. But listen to this, hot off the press. The Rhinocrats, Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, Mitt Romney, Chuck Schumer, he's a Democrat, but Mitch McConnell, all of them, even the Democrats, along with the Rhinocrats, they're all going to be upset about this right here.
Rule 5B. Nominations are now closed. We will now move to a vote. The question is on the election of Laura Trump as co-chairman of the Republican National Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it, and Laura Trump is elected as co-chairman of the Republican National Committee. Madam Co-Chair, congratulations. I would like to invite you to the podium to make a few remarks.
To me, this is awesome. And you can see it right now. And what do you think the Democrats and the Rhinocrats are going to say? Oh my goodness, this is terrible. This is so bad. This is so terrible. Trump is taking over the Republican Party. That's where I'm wearing. That's part of the reason why I am wearing this shirt today. Ultra MAGA Republican. Ultra MAGA Republican. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines. Okay, we're going to the phone lines here. And let's go to the first one there. Looks like we got Rob from New York. Hello, Rob. Are you there? Unmute him on the mixer there so everyone can hear him. Hey, Rob, thanks so much for the call.
Can you hear me now, Will?
Loud and clear.
Oh, I love your show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I was waiting for Jeff Dunham to pop up and go, April Fools. You know, that was just, oh, my God, he was so mad. That Biden's just, what an absolute basket case, man. And he lied so much. He kept saying, we're safer now than when my predecessor was in office. What a load of crap.
I know. I mean, this on the street. Rob, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're absolutely right. What a load of donkey do. How does he even fix his mouth to say such a thing when everybody is acknowledging what's happening right before our very eyes right now? It's not, the country's in a bad situation.
Oh, absolutely. Is that they're telling you, don't believe your eyes, don't believe your ears, believe us, you know? And if you don't believe us, you're a conspiracy theorist. How many times have we heard that in the last 6 years, you know?
Yeah, but, exactly.
Oh, well, one of the big stories that the media really missed this week is a top 10 boxer named Ryan Garcia. He's really good. He's like 24-1 with 20 knockouts. But he went on a podcast with Andrew Tate on X or Twitter, and he was talking about Bohemian Grove. He was invited there. And he said that they tied him up and they made him watch the elites rape children. I mean, he said this. He kept saying, I don't give a F. I don't give a F. I mean, it was just, what a wild interview, man. And it just, remember, Alex Jones was the one that exposed that human sacrifice and all that kind of wildness. They were doing a devil worshiping there at Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
And how they were worshiping Moloch, the owl god, and all this ridiculous stuff.
And that's just kind of like scratching the surface. That, you know, let's not even talk about what they do to the children at that location.
How sick.
Yes.
You know, everyone should hang by their necks. And Biden calling Lake and Riley Lincoln over and over again.
You know what? My producer, she was breaking out. She's saying, why? It's not Lincoln. He doesn't even know her name. He can't even, I mean, he can't pronounce the name, but he's so angry and he's not even paying attention. And he wasn't even supposed to say her name in the first place.
Yeah, it wasn't in the speech. That's what Mike Johnson was saying. And yeah, when you misspeak somebody's name, that's an insult.
It really is.
Because of his policy, she is gone. And then he didn't even say her name correctly. What a total mess up.
Absolutely, especially when he shares so much of the blame for what happened. You know, it's his open borders that did this, and it's New York State too, up here where I live, man. They got this idiot governor there, and we got these people in New York City that I just don't know what they're thinking. They wanted illegals to vote and all this other stuff. It's a crazy world up here, man. But you know, we're staying. We're fighting from within. We thought about leaving, but where are you gonna go? You know.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Well, hey, Rob, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
From New York. Thank you so much, Rob. Have a wonderful weekend.
I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You take care, too. Okay, let's go to the next call. We have Sheila from Washington. Is that correct?
Yep.
Hey, Sheila, thank you so much for the call.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. Sorry if it's a little loud here. I'm at McDonald's in Washington. But, yeah, Jamal was watching last night, and he was pissed. He was hearing all this stuff that, you know, Biden was saying, and I'm like, man, you know, some people are, like, probably, you know, wishing, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, hang him because of all this the lies and stuff that he was saying, and you know, the stuff that he was even saying that Trump did, and so he could take credit for the lies that he did.
Oh man, Sheila, you know what? Last night I posted during the State of the Union, I said, stop yelling, Biden. I hear your lies loud and clear. Because, man, he was shouting them at us, wasn't he?
Yeah. And you know, Jamal, he was like saying none of the Republicans had balls last night except Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I was like, as soon as she did that, I was like, way to go, girl. You know, about the naming the thing.
Yeah,
and
I think that,
and stuff.
That, but actually, I think that had a lot to do with Mike Johnson. I think he's trying to bring an element of decorum back to the House. And so he was telling them to be, you know, pretty mellow. But as we, you know, CNN even was saying, or CBS was saying, that Biden was baiting them a little bit, right? He was trying to get them riled up. He was trying to agitate them. And I think that Mike's plan to keep them calm and have some decorum actually worked. I liked that they didn't go all crazy in the House. You fight your battle once you leave that room. Let Biden look bad all by himself. I like how it worked out myself, but I know some people, well, probably and, was entertaining him.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene went on, trying to remember who she went on. She went, RSBN. And she says, yeah, I was willing to pay the fine. And they told her that she was going to have to leave or something. She says, I'm not leaving. I said, I have the right to wear this thing. You know, he needs to, you know, the hat, and it's not political. It's just saying we need to make America great again. I think they might have it on Rumble, the replay of it. So if you guys want to see it on RSBN.
Oh yeah. We saw
with the, yeah.
Actually, yeah. I have some of that we're going to play after when we come back from the break, where that he was where she confronted him
to say the name correctly,
to say her name, and Joe Biden just completely messed it up.
He sure did. I mean, I like that she confronted him. I do like that, and she tried to get him to say the name correctly.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there was a lot of, and you know, like I said, I like to watch sometimes with Jamal because he gets pretty fired up. Like, go get him, Rebel. Because, you know, with all out here in, you know, Washington is a Democrats' demon state. And the stuff that they're trying to pull out here is just disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, but we got a, I call him my lion out here. We have a Republican senator that's for my district that's working like crazy to pass the laws of the people, and he says resist tyranny, peacefully, non-violent something. He's at the end is to just basically do it peacefully. Don't cause the trouble and everything will be
yeah,
good.
We got to do everything we can to get rid of these rhinos. I mean, absolutely. Well, Sheila, hey, thank you so much for the call, and have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Hey, Will.
I got to let you go. We got to go to break.
Real quick.
Unless you want to stay on.
Oh, okay.
We got to go to break. Hey, everybody, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Forma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor ventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, we're going to go back to the phone lines. We had Sheila hang over, and then I'm gonna play the video where Marjorie Taylor Greene was confronting Joe Biden. You there, Sheila?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, thank you for hanging on.
I wanted to know, we have our primary coming up Tuesday for Washington. I've been kind of curious about if I should do the vote or should just hold on till the big one, because in this one they're wanting us to sign the ballot saying that we're either Democrat or Republican, and I'm like, I don't know if it's pointless to do it or if we should go ahead and vote, and then because it's pretty much almost like it's been decided that Trump's the winner.
Yeah, well, My personal opinion is do both. Always exercise your civic duty. Always exercise it.
Yeah, you want to make sure he gets the delegates for your state.
Yeah, because there's still Republican delegates. If you really think about it, yeah. Nikki Haley, she didn't say she's like dropping out. She just says she's suspending her account. That's what they all say. They're suspending the account just in case something comes up. So please exercise your right to vote.
Yeah, because that's my personal opinion. You know, there's a lot of controversy with our in-mail ballot. Like our guy that's trying to run again for Congress here, he got voted out because of the like ballot harvesting or something, you know, they were stoking a whole bunch of ballots, and that's what caused the Democrat to win our seat, because usually, but my transit driver says, no, this has always been a Democrat county. I said, no, it's not. Since I've been in this county, it's always been Republican. And that's what they tried to do to, because remember, what's her name? The one that went against Trump in the impeachment trial. I can't remember her name. She was in Washington. I can't remember. But Maria, no. Well, anyway, they voted her. We voted her out because she, you know, voted to impeach Trump. So that's how she, this Democrat, came into power here. And so now we're trying to run, Joe Kent to run for Congress for, yeah, the, for, well, this district.
Well, Sheila, so,
I'll let you go.
All I can, yeah, thank you so much for the call. All I can say is, personally, exercise your civic duty. Do it.
Okay.
That's my personal, my personal view on it. Thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful weekend.
I've been teetering on if I should or shouldn't. So.
Yeah. Well, I think you should do it personally. All right. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much. Take care.
I mean, one thing that Laura Trump is going to focus on, she said this was part of her desire to be co-chair, is she wants to secure elections throughout America. So she's going to be working with all her RNC associates throughout the United States, every single state, to make sure that elections are fair. And what did Trump's whole thing now is go big. What do you say? Go big so they can't rig.
Yeah.
So he's saying
too big to rig.
That's what it is.
Too big to rig.
So he's saying get out there and vote, everybody.
Yes.
All the time.
Do it now.
Flood it.
Do it now.
They're even pushing for mail-in ballots. Not for them, but if they are available, they're saying even do the mail-in ballots. Let's get
too big to rig, because right now the country wants Trump back.
Yep.
And the Democrats are going to try to do everything they can to make it look like President Trump doesn't have the support, when he clearly does. He clearly has the support. Okay, let me go to the video. Here's the first one where Joe Biden was handed the button with her name on it. Lincoln. Okay? Lincoln. Listen, watch.
Lakin Riley,
right? And she says, say her name. Say her name. Joe Biden, say her name. And Joe Biden, when he goes on the stage, what does he say?
Yeah,
listen,
he
here. Yeah, here he calls her Lincoln. Listen.
Lincoln Riley.
And you know what? I need to pull this picture right here with him holding the button. And I need to make his hand red. And it says, her death. And I want to have the caption say, her death is on my hands. That's what needs to be said. I don't know why no one has done that as of yet. I'm going to do it. I was sitting there telling my producer earlier. It needs to say her death is on my hands because of his actions, because of what he and the Democrats have done. She is gone.
This young woman was killed by an illegal.
Right there, too. He wasn't supposed to say that. See, him acknowledging her wasn't even in the script. It wasn't on his teleprompter.
This is him unscripted.
And this is him unscripted. And he said illegal. And right now, Nancy Pelosi and the left, they're upset because he said illegal.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was. An illegal took her life.
A young woman who was killed by an illegal.
That's right.
But how many thousands of people being killed by illegals?
To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself.
I understand.
But look,
if we change the dynamic at the border,
people pay these smugglers $8,000 to get across the border.
Because they know if they get by and let into the country,
it's six to eight years before they have a hearing.
And it's worth taking the chance of the $8,000.
But if it's only six months, six weeks.
The idea is highly unlikely that people pay that money and gum all that way, knowing that they'll be kicked out quickly.
Wait a minute. So they spend $8,000 giving it to the drug cartel and all the coyotes, $8,000. So why are we giving them money? I mean, seriously, why are we giving them money? If they can come up with $8,000 to make that trip, why are we giving them money?
But that's just some of the stories.
It's just for them to get here, and then the government will take care of you?
That's just some of them. I mean, some are also being paid for to get here, and then they pimp them out to pay them off. We also have Biden, where it came out last week, his administration literally admitted to just flying people here. And the people down in Florida, we played the video, I think it was yesterday, about the sex trafficking in Florida, where they're literally saying that Trump is flying them wherever they want to go for free. Or not Trump, I'm sorry, take that back, erase. Biden is flying them anywhere they want to.
You said
to
that
for
because
free.
Trump should be in office, well, and this wouldn't even be happening.
I have
but,
Laura Trump on my screen here. So I was
right. I mean, it's, and Trump should be in office. We know why he's not, because of what they did. But Joe Biden is flying these illegals for, and they're allowing them to fly anywhere in the country, selling themselves for sex.
Yeah,
anywhere in the country for free. So they don't have to pay for the trip or nothing. They go there and they just collect 100%. They know that is happening. They know what's happening. And they're not doing anything to prevent it. Absolutely doing nothing to prevent it. So listen to this one. Now, you just heard Joe Biden said that an illegal killed Lincoln, right? An illegal. Joe Biden got the memo. He's not supposed to say illegal. Listen to Nancy Grossly Pelosi as she's upset about Joe Biden saying illegal. And she's on the Communist News Network. And they're saying, well, that's not what we were talking about. They were trying not to talk about it, but Nancy Pelosi couldn't help herself. She had to bring it up because he's not supposed to say illegal.
No, he should have said, undocumented.
He's supposed to.
Okay.
He should have said undocumented.
What's the
difference?
No,
I was actually going to ask about that.
You see that? He wasn't supposed to say illegal. He was supposed to say undocumented. That's what he was supposed to say. Undocumented. Here's another one. And I'm telling you right now, as soon as he said that, let me show this to you again. Let me go back to this part right here, because I want y'all to look at, go split screen it. Look at Kamala Harris's face right here. Right? When he brings the button up. And then, because you can see the expression on her face right now, she's like, oh, yeah, he's getting them. He's getting them. And then as soon as he says illegal, watch the expression on her face.
An innocent young woman was killed.
By an illegal.
That's right.
But how many thousands?
It went cold. Her face went cold as soon as he said illegal. Now, listen to the Communist News Network in this one. They all got the memo. He shouldn't have said illegal, but migrant. So the people that are watching this, do you think any of them have figured this out? Like, why wouldn't he say illegal? Because they're being duped.
There has been at least one Democrat that has criticized it. Joaquin Castro has said that using that word illegal, dehumanizing is problematic.
What do you make of that? He probably should have worded it. He would know that.
You see that? They all got the memo except for Joe Biden. Joe Biden let the cat out. You know what? This is just a prime example of Joe Biden putting his foot in his mouth, and the Democrats don't like it. Okay, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back from the break, you can give me a call. The phone line is right there, 319-527-3453, and you can call me and tell me what you think. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you about Tactilian.com. Tactilian.com make these beautiful flags that you can put on your vehicles. The reason why I'm talking about them is because they build homes for veterans from the proceeds that they get when they sell these flags on their website, Tactilian.com. If you have a vehicle that has a location that's not magnetic, this one's magnetic, and you can see I put it on a sports vehicle, and it looks really good on there, and it goes on the other vehicles. Anywhere is a magnetic spot, you can put it on there, and it's not gonna fly off or fall off. If you don't have a magnetic location, you can get one like this that has an adhesive backing on it, and it won't go anywhere either. You can go through the car wash and it'll stay on there. I'm highly impressed. These are American-made right here in the United States of America. With all of these woke companies right now, why wouldn't we look into this? Why wouldn't we support a company that supports America? At least I am. That's the reason why I'm promoting Tactilian.com. I encourage you to get one now. Get two now. Buy them for your loved ones. Buy them for vets that you know. Buy them for military personnel that you know. Go to Tactilian.com/real and get 15% off. 15%. These are awesome. And again, let me remind you, a portion of the sales go to help build homes for veterans. Isn't that what we are about? Do it now. Tactilian.com/real. You'll love it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who do we have?
We have Eric from Wisconsin.
Hey, Eric. Thank you so much for the call.
Hi there. Hi, Will and Shannon.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I watched it. I bore through it. And I mean, like everyone says, this was an angry man up there yelling. And it was like, more like campaign speech where, you know, he's attacking his opponent instead of, you know, explaining the state of the union. So that I hope that the public realizes that. And, you know, President Trump would never, he never gets all mad and yells, you know, like that in his speeches, at his rallies or his speeches or anything. And in fact, I'm impressed at how calm he always is.
Yeah, especially with all the crap that they're throwing at him, and he still comes out there and he's talking real calm. And he's like, because there's really no need. I mean, it doesn't help for him to lose his cool, right? Yeah. Joe Biden can't keep his cool. And I think part of the reason why Joe Biden was screaming the way he was, because he wants people to believe, he wants to have this perception that he's strong, he's tough. I think that's part of the reason why, other than he probably needs a hearing aid.
Yeah, right. And speaking of that, I heard some earlier this morning saying that he basically settled the question of someone else stepping in to replace him. And it you know, does look like it's going to be Biden versus Trump, where a lot of us have thought that he wouldn't make it, you know, to be on the ballot. But anyway, what I wanted to comment about is that, first of all, he was like 20 minutes showing up late, which, okay, we'll let him off the hook. We'll say that there was a protest out there and delayed them or whatever. No problem. But what I was amazed at is once he started his entrance in to that chamber, I couldn't believe it. I think it took him 15 or 20 minutes just to get up to the platform, to the podium.
Yeah, Mike Johnson actually talked about that.
Yeah, it did. It took him a long time because he was like, which way do I go?
And then Mike Johnson said he was supposed to introduce Biden, but Biden just got up there and just started going. And Mike Johnson was like, oh, okay, I guess we're going.
Yeah. And one thing that I was just like surprised at is like all the, how do I explain it? The men and women, mostly people of Congress and stuff like that, that he shook hands along the way. It was like they were swooning over this guy, especially the women, the ladies. I couldn't believe it. Everyone's kissing him and hugging his face.
Yeah. And after he coughed into his hand multiple times, then he's shaking everybody's hand that was pretty gross.
Yeah. It's like, what in the world? I don't think that's a good representation of the citizens of this country, you know, just swooning over this man like he was some movie star or something that everyone loves, you know.
They literally feel that way. They literally idolize that man. They think that he is just so great. It's disgusting. I don't get it either. I'm with you.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think part of the reason why they're doing that is because they want to, again, it's a perception thing. This is my personal opinion.
Yeah, they do have
it's a perception thing. They want everyone to believe that he's vibrant, that he's coherent,
that
he's
unified,
strong, that he has a stamina when he doesn't have any of it. So they have to have this perception like, oh my goodness, you were so great. Wow, what a wonderful speech attacking the American people.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And like some of the others said, you know, to mispronounce Lincoln's name. And I realize that it's easy to say Lincoln,
right,
you know,
right.
But you can't get that wrong when you're using that as a president in a speech.
And that is correct. The Union,
100% correct.
Right. It's one of the most viewed speeches he can give. And he messes that up.
Yeah. 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 And then the way he looked straight at the Supreme Court justices.
Oh man!
And the way he disrespected them.
That got me.
Oh my!
I'll be honest.
Yes. You know what? He basically threatened them.
And you notice Thomas didn't show up. He didn't even come to the State of the Union.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And a couple others. On a side note, the last few videos that you played during this program,
I fixed it. I already know.
Yeah,
I fixed
it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and fix
guys.
That.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. All right.
All right.
Let's go to the next call.
Fred from Florida.
Fred. Sorry, Fred. Thank you so much for the call, Fred. What you got?
Hey, how How you doing, Will?
Man, it's good Friday. It's crazy. I watched the State of Confusion last night, and I think I'm a little bit dumber for watching it.
Yeah, I'd be feeling that way too. It was like a satanic puppet show.
Right, right. Did you see all the Klansmen Did you see all the Klansmen? Did you see all of them? Wait a minute. This is look at all the Klansmen in
all the women and whites.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are the hoods at?
Yeah. I mean, they're on their last leg, and it's funny how it's just all lies. I mean, that movie. I don't know if you ever took a look at that movie with Carmen, Revival in the Land. I love how you're saying is the Democrats and I don't know if you took a look at it, but it's right up your alley. It puts the muscle on the bone. I don't know what you thought.
I was going to say that's exactly what they are. And you know what? They present themselves that way to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, hey, Will, you should show that, play it on your segment on one day. I'm telling you, when people see this, it shows really what it's all about. Like, you see it. You just see the demons working, and then you see what God's going to do in the end.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Hey, Fred, thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right.
Thanks,
Fred. All right, take care. Okay, everybody, we're going to come back to your phone calls right when we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
All right, let's go back to the phone line. All right, a new caller.
Yep.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You there, caller?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rick. I'm from Arkansas.
Rick from Arkansas. Hey, that's where I was born.
Yeah, we're out in Arkansas.
Good. Okay, we're in the Harrison area. What I was concerned about was ever since the Super Tuesday, for one thing, I once donated to a political cause, and therefore I get about probably a couple dozen emails every day for asking for donations. And ever since Super Tuesday, when I try to click on to read the message that they send me, I'm getting a 400 bad request error message, and it's not allowing me to go in to make a donation or anything like that.
Huh.
And I think it's some kind of, I think it may be a big tech thing. It's probably keeping people from donating to conservative causes.
You know, that's you know, that's really interesting, Rick, because just because Super Tuesday is over doesn't mean that the RNC still doesn't need financial support. They would still leave that up and leave it open, to my understanding. So that's, yeah, that's very peculiar why you wouldn't be able to donate again after that.
To the RNC, you said?
Yeah, RNC. Anybody from RNC, I'm not able to, I can pull up anything from any other kind of ads, like from any kind of ads that I would get, but anything that has to do with donations, I can't pull up the message.
You know, I wonder. You know what? I'm not saying that this is the case, but you know, Rona, she's completely out now. I'm not saying that she had a hand in it, but it sounds really suspicious, right? She's out, and now this is down for people to donate to the RNC.
Yeah,
maybe it's just a coincidence. Would you say, Rick? Maybe it's just a coincidence.
Let's see what happens after today, because officially she's gone today, and yes, Laura Trump is in today. So
they're probably going to end up. I'm pretty sure they're going to get that fixed.
Everything that I'm getting in ever since Super Tuesday, since Monday, I'm not able to pull up anything at all.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Have you gone straight to their website?
What's that again?
Have you gone straight to the RNC's website?
I have not.
Yeah, okay,
Or you might just want to go directly to President Trump's website as well.
I just went to the RNC and I hit contribute, and it brings up to where I can contribute. So
yeah,
I would go directly to their website.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, what I've tried to do is try to send a message to one of Donald Trump's deals, or was it Donald Trump or something? I think it's Donald Trump. And if I put any kind of message like it, I think it might be big tech that's interfering. My message won't go through, but if I delete some of that kind of stuff, I can get a message to go through. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm thinking it is kind of weird.
I'm thinking what's going on is we're trying to keep people from being able to donate to.
That's what I'm saying. That it's kind of like all of a sudden, because Rona is out and Trump is in the front runner, and now we're having these issues. You know, because I truly believe that I wouldn't put it past them. Would not put it past them to try to do everything they can to disrupt and to bring down the RNC because of President Trump. So
exactly.
Well, hey Rick, thank you so much for the call. Yep. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Okay, everybody, let me talk really quick about this Elixir. Y'all saw the ad that we played, and this is the Bella Grace. Can we put the website on the screen? And the website that I'm going to ask everyone to go to is pamperwithgrace.com, because you kind of like pampering yourself. That's the whole idea about this. You want to pamper yourself. You want to take care of yourself. Only one person on the planet that's going to take care of you better than you. There's no one going to take care of you better than you, right? I mean, if I can get it out. No one is going to take better care of yourself than you are. So pamper yourself, pamperwithgrace.com. Pick up this Elixir. Now, I've been taking them, and I did take a pictures of my hands. And according to, you know, my friends and Annie and the product, they said about 14 days I should start seeing the difference, because I don't know, y'all can't see it here, but my hands, they get so dry, it looks like a desert, and my hands are constantly peeling. They're constantly peeling, and my producer, she goes, man, what's wrong with your hands? She's like, I've never seen anyone's cuticles do that.
I honestly have never seen that.
It's like they just peel back, and it's really weird. Sometimes they even hurt. So I've been taking this, and actually I put one in the refrigerator last night, and I mean, I enjoy it. I did enjoy it. And it's kind of thick, so you can kind of tell. And they said it's going to help out with your hair. It's going to help out with your skin complexion. I was told that you should take a picture of your facial features. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because I've always had bags under my eyes ever since I was a kid. My mother took me to the doctor when I was young, and she was asking the doctor about the bags under my eyes. And just, I guess some people just have them. I never forget it. So if the bags under my eyes go away, after this wonderful elixir that I've been taking, oh my goodness. I might end up having to talk about it the entire show. We're going to see here.
Yeah,
but let me tell you about, I'm not going to tell you about something that's absolutely been helping somebody else. My producer, she first took this elixir at pamperwithgrace.com. And she's becoming a more mature woman. So for those ladies of you out there that are more mature, when you get to a certain age, your body starts going through certain things, right? And it's just a natural thing. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a natural thing. You know, your body going through stuff. You get hot. You know, you feel flustered, and it's just a natural thing that women go through. Men go through it too, just not like women. Well, my producer took this, and Shannon, I want you tell it, because I can't tell the experience because I don't have what they call hot flashes, mm-hmm. and you've been experiencing them here for a while now, and you started taking this, and what did you notice?
Yeah, so I did start taking it, and when we first started getting into this, you know, the lady that was taught us some about Belle Grace, she said different people have different experiences. She said, I haven't heard anybody, you know, say anything about hot flashes, but definitely cognitive.
And just to make clear, they never made this for hot flashes either.
But let me tell you something. I've been having hot flashes for about 2 to 3 months now. And it was getting to the point where, you know, it was actually irritating me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't stand this for years, right? Like, this is going to drive me crazy.
7 years, some people say.
Yeah. And so I took this, and the first night, I promise you, everybody, I was like, oh my gosh, I did not wake up 50 times during the night getting hot flashes. I only woke up twice, and I didn't get the flesh hot that I normally get. I got warm, and then I went back to sleep, and I was like, okay, what is this? Is this a fluke, right?
So that's why I said, when you first took it, I said, well, and you said you were going to tell someone. I said, well, let's just wait.
Right.
Let's just wait, because maybe it was just, you know, timing of something where it happened, but then you took it again the next night.
For the past 3 nights.
Past 3 nights. You've been taking it 3 nights now.
I have not experienced the hot flashes I was experiencing for the prior 2 to 3 months. Even during the day, Will, you don't, because usually I'm like getting hot, right? And I'm putting the fan on me in the studio. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting hot. I haven't even had
And even though we try to keep the studio cool, right?
Well,
and
yeah.
we have the studio cool, and then she's still getting hot. She still turns the fan
on.
I'm
Will,
like, man.
He can't take anymore. They're all for me now.
Yeah, and I'm like, so I'm like, I gotta hide the box or I won't get any. And I'm saying, you know what?
I'm excited. In fact, I'm looking forward to even more benefits. Like she said, even after 14 days, the cognitive fog should be going, you know, because you get brain fog too. It should lift away. And so I'm really pumped about this, everybody. And I want you guys to try it too. Especially you women that are experiencing some of the things that I'm experiencing. But look at some of the benefits that they're saying that people have experienced. It's such a wide range, because this is not just collagen.
And hot flashes is not one of them on here.
This is not just collagen. This is, it also has Verisol, which is combined with Astoril, right? And it also has cat's claw. And so this proprietary blend helps regulate the processes that can reconstruct collagen, as well as offer antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects. But I mean, look at all these things.
Well, you're looking at improve your skin hydration, even more skin tone. It helps with that. Decrease age spots, right? Hair healthy, right? Better sleep.
So go to our website, Pamper with Grace. Go ahead and subscribe and save. We want you guys to do this. Do the 30-day challenge. And like I said, they make this to where you get some immediate results. And I'm telling you, I'm already experiencing them. I look forward to going to bed now at night. I don't know what it is. But Will, we have one more thing we need to talk about before we get off here.
Yes. One more thing. And I just want to say thank you for everyone who's been supporting us. And you go to bellagrace.com, you're supporting us as well. It really helps us to keep the lights going on. But also, I want to talk about, give an update again on what's happening with Facebook. Can we put the page up on the screen? Also with our Facebook here. If you go to givesandgo.com/G BX26. You can support me and overwhelmingly support so far. We have over $1,000
this first week. To go.
This first week.
Yeah.
So please help me fight this because Facebook, I didn't do anything wrong. Facebook, no, I didn't do anything wrong.
And Facebook's not helping
I've
anymore.
Actually sent them information showing who the hackers are.
Yeah.
I was able to get a screenshot of the hackers, their names and their emails that they're using. I've sent that to Facebook and said, these people are the hackers. Please remove them. They refuse to move them. So I've talked to the lawyers. They're going to come on with, they're going to come on next week and even give us more detail about, you know, the ins and outs and everything going on. I can only tell you what I've been experiencing and share the information
and talk about,
but
our great
they say
case.
We actually have a case. Yeah. So I need your support. This, they were saying like out of everyone that had these issues, this is like the icing on the cake for what Facebook has been doing to everybody. So I need your support because we can actually stick it to them for doing Americans wrong. Not just Will Johnson, but all of us doing us all wrong. So giftsandgo.com/GBX26. Or you can go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and you'll see it right there at the top page. Uniteamericafirst.com, and you'll see it at the top of the page. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. I need your support. And you know what? Pray for me. There's a pray button. That's why I went with Give, Send, Go. Because there's a pray button. How awesome is that? Absolute Truth with Elmore Robinson is coming up next, everybody. Stick around for that show. Absolute Truth. All right, that's it for me. See you Monday. We just talked about it.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Revere Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGAREALTOR.com. MAGAREALTOR.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.